From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Both sides found something to be happy about in a federal judge's ruling in a class action lawsuit seeking damages from lost sales and reduced prices resulting from China's rejection of U.S. corn shipments. A U.S. district judge in Kansas City rejected the basis for a nationwide class on the plaintiff's claim and narrowed the issues to be considered at a trial in June, but he also denied Syngenta's request to prohibit an award of punitive damages. Under the Lanham Act, companies can be held liable for false or misleading representations in commercial advertising or promotion. EPA pesticide officials are reassuring the crop protection industry that despite a slowdown in regulatory decisions caused by the transition to a new administration, they're still trying to meet statutory deadlines for pest registration decisions. The EPA says although some executive orders, such as the one requiring two regulations be withdrawn for every new one, have slowed things down, it hasn't slowed work we're doing with the OPP. The second-in-command on the House Ag Committee says he's concerned about Chairman Mike Conaway leading the investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Ranking Member Colin Peterson tells Brownfield the Russia probe could end up like the Benghazi hearing, dragging on, and God only knows where it's going to end up. He says the 2018 Farm Bill will likely be affected. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.